Hey friends, welcome to Spirit Connection Podcast. Doug Addison here, July 20th, 2022, and we're in an exciting time of crossing over into new season and breakthrough. And I have this prophetic message that's designed to help you bring hope, heal broken hearts, and also open up your ability to hear the Lord. And we need to get a breakthrough. We need to get through. I saw this season of shifting happening right now. But at the same time, I want to stop and acknowledge the fact that there's a lot of suffering going on right now in the lives of people. And you know, we're seeing extreme violence. We're seeing mass shootings nonstop. People are losing their jobs. I asked the Lord about this for this week especially. And he gave me these words: impart this message of hope and love. Hope and love. And he says, hope never fails. Love never fails. In Jesus' name right now. Yeah, well, first of all, let's acknowledge the loss of an amazing woman of God, a mother in the faith. Benny Johnson graduated into heaven last week with a full victory over sickness and suffering. And you know, we're praying right now for Bill Johnson, the family, Bethel Church of Reading. And it's never easy to understand this. First of all, that level of suffering and the mystery of the Lord in the midst of it. So, Lord, I pray right now that you would comfort the hearts of those who are suffering, even those suffering from the pandemic, those suffering from the conditions today, those suffering from sicknesses and death around us. We just take authority in Jesus' name and release hope, love, and renewal in our hearts in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, there's a mystery, first of all, of sickness, suffering, and death. And I want to let you know, first of all, these things, sickness, suffering, and death, are not from the Lord. They are not a gift. Some people say, well, yeah, you know, my cancer was a gift. It helped me. Oh, it's not. I know what you mean. The Lord used it, but it's not a gift. We don't want that. In fact, it's a curse. And so just want you to know that the Lord is still in charge. He's still with you. In fact, people ask me all the time, how could a loving God allow the suffering that we're seeing today? The answer actually is very simple. It's because God is not a dictator. He's a loving Father, and he would never force himself on anyone. There's a thing called free will. Thank God there is, or he would be a dictator. There would not be the justice system of the Lord in place. I know this is a mystery to understand. I had to walk through it. And I suffered abuse spiritually. I'm talking extreme abuse, suffering in my life spiritually, emotionally, physically, sexually abused. I was beaten, not by my parents, by others. If I told you that what happened, you wouldn't even believe me, because most people who've had the level that I've had aren't really operating healthy in ministry. But the Lord has, he's caused me to stay in there and get some inner healing where I've needed. I've got a prayer people around me all the time. But I'm just saying, I know what you mean when it comes to suffering. I've seen a lot of suffering personally and with my family. So now, let's just say that the person, you know, the people who maybe abused or was mean to you or me, and the Lord, you know, he understands. When he looks at them, he understands how that happened, and it's free will. But then there's this case of Benny Johnson, who did nothing but good. She's an example of someone like Jesus, who did nothing of good, who suffered for a greater cause and died for the good of others. That's the best I can say to explain that. I honestly, I don't want to I don't want to undermine the pain and the suffering people are going through, but at the same time, the Lord told me, speak a message of hope and love. The mystery of the Lord is going to be understood later on. He's going to reconcile things. And the important thing is to grieve. Yeah. My goodness, yes. Go through the grief that you need to do. And even, you know, deal with the being upset at the Lord. But the key is, do not get angry to the point where you're losing a relationship with the Lord. He said, there's been some blow after blow after blow after blow on people to get them angry at the Lord. My suffering was extreme. Linda and I have gone through a lot of stuff, but I tell you, to this day, you know, I lost over 12 family members to Huntington's disease, accidents, and cancer. It's probably way more than that. That's a low number. My mom, my aunt, my two uncles, my sister, my brother, they're all in heaven. I saw so much happen in my life. And, you know, at this time, I've been healed of all the symptoms of Huntington's disease. In fact, UCLA Medical Center, the Center for Excellence for Huntington's, put me in a study because I'm 63 and others have died around me. And I've been healed of so much Lyme disease to the point my blood test changed. I've been healed. Multiple chemical sensitivity. I've been healed. I'm standing now, my 63 years. I've got a few other things the Lord's working on right now. But I want to tell you that the goodness of God is here. And here's what happened. He used my suffering. You know, I could have pulled back and got angry at the Lord. I could have stayed sick, but I didn't. In fact, most people didn't even know I was sick. Did you know that between about 2013 and 2018, there was points when I was almost bedridden. And my team had come around me, especially 2015, 16. I got hit with some stuff. My team came around me. I never stopped releasing the daily prophetic word. Go back and look. I have been doing the Spirit Connection podcast. I was still standing on the goodness of the Lord and believing that, because that's the reality. Now, I just want to say is how good the Lord is. Len and I are the closest we've ever been. I'm the closest I've ever been with the Lord right now. I'm under an accountability team, the most amazing, loving, caring, praying team, Apostle Cheon, Papa Che, and Harvest International Ministries. I'm under a prophetic council, you know, that includes James Gall, Patricia King, Stacy Campbell. And I tell you, I've never been more accountable. I've never been more encouraged. But I want to say right now, it's caused me to press into the Lord to get healing. And even then, everything wasn't fully there yet. I did my best to not get angry and stay positive. And here's the thing. It's probably the result of my worldwide favor. The result right now is that on my daily prophetic words, my Spirit Connection podcast, releasing my words all over the globe, I go into government office. I go places. People say that I changed, my ministry's changed. Well, see, I suffered a lot. Is it required? No. But some of these greater callings, God's got a calling on you, and it will require birthing something at a higher level. That does not mean that you have to suffer. That does not mean that what happened to Benny Johnson needs to happen to anybody. That's the injustice of the Lord, and you take it, and in fact, we take it right now to the Lord, and we say, Lord, bring repayment, because there is a justice system in place. And I just want to give this message to you. God is still with you, and He's still in charge. I want to encourage you to not be afraid. Do not worry about things. And Jesus even said this, Matthew 6:33. You know, don't worry about things. He says, but in all things, you know, you want to just don't worry about today or tomorrow, but you want to focus on what he has. I'm paraphrasing, of course, but I just got that. Somebody needs to look up Matthew 6:33 and start praying it over the life. Get the word of the Lord going over your life. And it becomes your only reality. That's what I have. It's my only reality is the word of the Lord, not the attacks of the enemy, but what the Lord does. So right now, this is difficult times. Indeed it is. But the Lord says, he told me, I want you to give this message right now. Romans 5:2-5. Paul says it's about suffering. We've gained access by faith into his grace, and we now stand. And we boast in the hope of the glory of God. Now, previously, if you look at the context of this, he was boasting in his suffering. He says, you think you, he goes, man, I've been dragged around the parking lot or the pickup truck backwards pretty much. You know, he'd been shipwrecked. He'd been, all this stuff had happened to him. He told him in different places. But then he stops and says, you know, I want to tell you right now, it wasn't that area, by the way, Romans 5. It was other areas. 1 Corinthians, where he talks about his suffering. But he comes back. This, he goes, we can boast in our suffering, but why not boast in the Lord? And verse 5, Romans 5, 3. Not only so, but we also glory in our suffering, because we know that suffering produces perseverance, and perseverance produces character, and character hope, and hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who is given to us. Now listen, oh man, this is important to get. If you could write down Romans 5 and take a look at 3-5, there's a little bit more to it, but 2-5, and understand that your suffering produces character, and you can allow that to get the perseverance. And once you get that, the enemy can't knock you down. I'm not saying that the suffering is from the Lord. I'm saying that he will use all things. Suffering produces the character, and the character is the foundation of what you need, that he can build his glorious house through you. So I'm speaking prophetically right now. We're a temple of the Holy Spirit, and the Lord needs to get you to move in a way that will allow his Spirit to flow through you by developing your character. And he told me this, be careful right now. Complaining can create a negative whirlwind or vortex kind of over you. You know, there's the vortex of the Lord, but there's also something the enemy's trying to do right now. Psalm 17:3, though you probe my heart, though you examine me at night, you test me, you will find that I have planned no evil and my mouth has not transgressed. Now, so there's the heart. There is the time at night. There's your mind, and there is a mouth. These are the different things. The Lord wants to move through your heart. He wants to move through your eyes. These are all the things he's going to do. I'm going to do a prayer here in a few minutes. It's going to break some things open and break them off of you and get you into the season that we're crossing over. We need to be very careful how we speak, as the Lord is examining things right now. And I don't mean that in a bad way, you know, that you have to be, you know, that he's going to knock you down or nuke you. Not at all. Of course, there's grace here. So I ask the Lord why we are seeing these things. Why are we seeing the fierce storms? Why are we seeing the violence? Why are we seeing the whirlwinds? And he said this. He says, because of Hosea 8:7. Hosea 8:7. They who sow the wind can reap a whirlwind. And the stalk has no head, and it will produce no flower. Were it to yield any grain, foreigners would then take it. Wow. You ever get that? You ever feel like that you just can't get your stuff off the ground? You try to produce something, and then the wind takes it out, or someone comes in and steals it? This is something having to do with Hosea 8:7. The Hebrew word there for wind is ruach, and it's also translated as anger. So many people have been sowing anger, even believers, many believers sowing in anger, frustration, rebellion, revenge. But I tell you, the Spirit of the Lord is saying right now, do not step into this. Ask forgiveness and get aligned with peace, love, and joy. And the Lord is calling you right now to step away from the idle arguments, divisions, and focus on His agenda. Love conquers all. That's the greatest thing. So it's time to rally together in intercession, to bless people the best you can. Just step away from the ones that don't seem to align with where you're going right now. Matthew 5:44, I tell you, love your enemies, Jesus said, and pray for those who persecute you. So don't be a doormat, but at the same time, don't come into agreement with ruach, with the angry wind, especially on the internet. Can you protest and stuff? Sure you can, but I tell you, the Lord, He's moving right now. Yeah, I'm not telling you what not to do, but I say right now, there's a season to pull back right now and pray and watch the Lord move. Look what He did with abortion. He took that down overnight. He's going to do some things in your house, in your mind. So here's what we need. We need to open our spiritual eyes, ears, and heart. We need to have eyes that understand. Eyes that see, ears that hear, and a heart that understands. You find this in Matthew 13. And expect to get deeper understanding into your situation right now. The Lord is releasing a greater ability to hear His voice, to see. Doesn't mean you have to see. You know, I'm a seer. I see things. I don't see. I sense most of the time. Doesn't matter how it goes. Just get it, whatever sense that you need. The Lord is moving right now. So Matthew 13, 14 and 15. This is so important. Write this down. Matthew 13, 14 and 15. I'm going to go on to a couple more things. But He said, Jesus said this, you will be ever hearing, but never understanding. You will be ever seeing, but never perceiving. For the people's hearts, this is what's going on. He says this, for the people's hearts are calloused, and they hardly hear with their ears. They hardly see with their eyes. Their eyes are closed. Otherwise, they would be able to see with their eyes, hear with their ears, and understand with their heart, and I would heal them. Whoa! There's a key to healing. When you get yourself into alignment with your eyes, your ears, your heart, and your mouth, needs to be very careful. He says this, be careful how you speak even. And once you get this alignment, Jesus is talking about having eyes to see and ears to hear and a heart that understands. Removing, He calls this a spiritual callous. You can have a condition where your heart gets hardened because you get angry. And this is what the Lord is doing right now. He's asking you to step away from the anger, from the angry wind that's out there right now. And let's press in and pray together. Matthew 13:11, He said, because the knowledge of the secrets of the kingdom of heaven have been given to you. Because this is also another translation says, because the mysteries of the secrets of the kingdom of heaven have been given to you. It's time to step in, to seize and to receive the mysteries from the kingdom of heaven. It's the mystery of suffering, the mystery of what He's doing right now, the mystery of how to walk through this and speak to your storm in peace and not get angry. Be sure right now to not get angry, especially at the Lord. And open up your eyes to break fear. The Lord told me to end it with this. In the session, that is, with this, is about the eye-opening prayer in 2 Kings 6:16. Now, Elisha, great prophet, was there, and this junior prophet was with him, his assistant was with him, and he was afraid, because there's all these people. Here's what happened. I'm going to pray this over you. Do not be afraid, the prophet answered. Those who are with us are more than those with them. Then Elisha prayed, "Open his eyes, Lord, that he may see." Then the Lord opened his servant's eyes, and he saw that the hills were full of horses and chariots of fire of the Lord around Elisha and him. I pray that right now. Lord, open our eyes. Lord, open our eyes, open our ears, open our hearts to understand that we see that greater is the one with us than the one in the world. Greater is those with you right now. Whether you see them or not, they're here. The Lord is moving at a greater level. So we bind the spirit of fear. We bind the ability to hear. We ask, Lord, that you would release the mysteries in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, then, wahoo! That was good. And, oh my goodness, I'm so glad that you're following us and that you're walking with us through this time. And we've got something. DougAddison.com is my website. And my team is put together a new training product that's going to really help you to hear the voice of God. It's called the Hearing God Boot Camp. Go to DougAddison.com/bootcamp, and it's my book, Hearing God Every Day. Plus, we did some study guides on how to hear God, plus three messages that will help you, walk you through. It's me walking you through with the inside stuff, some worksheets, and it would normally be about $60. It includes the physical book. We'll actually mail you the book, but you have to be live in a certain area. And I think we will also do the PDF version as well. But I tell you, DougAddison.com bootcamp. It's only $38, and it's a time to get a breakthrough. Also, watch for our upcoming flash sale in July. Tis the season. I had a prophetic word about Christmas in July is our word for this month. So there's going to be a digital sale coming up July 21st through the 31st. So get ready, DougAddison.com/July Christmas. But I really would like you to grab hold of this, the boot camp right now. And consider becoming a partner, DougAddison.com/give. You can give any amount right now. Yeah, and if you give a partner, you join our tribe, our online tribe, and everything that we have going. All right, I'm so excited for what God is doing. He's imparting hope to you. Can't wait to see you next week.